USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back at the White House. The president had been at Walter Reed Medical Center since Friday after testing positive for the coronavirus. He walked out of the hospital's front door and boarded Marine One under his own power without a mask. Cal Fire is announcing a number of new initiative technologies to fight historic wildfires in California. National Guard General David Baldwin says they're using MQ-9 Reaper drones and space satellites to detect, map, and assess fire damage.
So we're using those technologies coupled with a new artificial intelligence system to very rapidly ascertain where the fire was, where the fire wasn't, so that we can help those families that lost those homes or those businesses need as soon as possible.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding a town hall down in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A senator from a battleground state making a big announcement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Nowacki.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022.
Tropical storm Delta is expected to grow stronger and become a Category 3 hurricane by Wednesday. It just formed on Monday and will be near the Louisiana coast sometime this weekend. Everyone in the area was told to prepare for a dangerous storm surge and rainfall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Supreme Court opened a new 9-month term on Monday following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and amid a Senate battle over her successor. The return to work for 8 justices comes as Republicans inch closer to securing a conservative majority on the high court. And Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says some folks are not happy about that.
Since the left is losing their minds right now with this vacancy, is that they feel their hammer lock on the court is in danger of slipping away. And it's about power. It's about power to control America without actually having to convince voters. I mean, the hard left views most American voters as ignorant rubes. They think we're too dumb to govern ourselves, and our elitist betters should set the rules for us. And it's that's really what drives, I think, their rage in this context.
Actor Thomas Jefferson Byrd, known for his roles in Spike Lee films, has been shot and killed in Atlanta. Police responding to a call, finding the 70-year-old Byrd unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds in his back. Responding paramedics pronouncing him dead at the scene on the city's southwest side where he lived. Remembrances coming in for Byrd across the nation. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.